Okay, I had a moment at the vet yesterday.
What
had
happened?
To, like, you know, wipe away a tear. Oh. I'm sensitive, you know?
Lately you have been.
I'm a sensitive person. So it's Oscar's checkup, right? And he's fine.
Good.
Totally fine. And actually was he is like a dream dog at the vet. They love him, and he takes shots like a champ. I think it's because he had about 14 cookies during the shots. He had to get like five vaccinations because it was like rabies and all that stuff.
Right.
Anyway.
He'll go through anything for a cookie.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sitting there, and they go to take him in the back to like take some blood and like do like one or two other things that they were just going to do in the back, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there in the little room at the vet. Shout out Brackett Street Veterinary Clinic. They do a great job there. So I'm sitting there, and they take him away, and I just open Facebook, and I'm scrolling through Facebook, and then I see my friend's post. I've been dreading posting this all week.
What?
And it's a photo of him and his dog.
Oh, no.
She couldn't walk well. She kept bumping in everything, blah, 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 blah. This morning, I woke up at 6:45. I gave her medication. She looked the same. I found her at 9.
Oh.
She lived a great life. She came into my life nearly 9 years ago. So I'm reading this and looking at this picture, this awfully sad. And I'm like getting teary-eyed.
Right.
And then I'm like, Oscar.
Right.
Where's Oscar? So then they come back and they're all happy. They're like, right. Oh, he did so well. And I'm like wiping away.
Right.
I'm like, oh, good. Okay, good. It's allergies. I don't know. These allergies. Does the pollen bother you? The pollen must bother you. Or there's a bug in my eye or something. I don't know what it is. Oh, my God. You know, like when you just get caught off guard?
Right.
Oh. Yeah, it was a sad post.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then I was there. And then I don't want to make this a downer thing. But so then we walk out, and this woman was at the desk talking about putting her
dog down.
I don't know. It was a pet. I don't know if it was a dog or cat. But, and the procedure. And they were talking about that. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel awful. I'm, like, standing here. I was like, I wanted to, like, walk away and give her some space.
Yeah.
But, you know, meanwhile, I'm like, well, here comes that pollen again.
I know, right? I can't take this.
Right? It's just the pollen. It's just, oh, my God, I must have ragweed issues.
Oh, I know. That is just the hardest thing.
No, but he did very well.
He's
did very
good
well.
Boy.
He
you
is
know,
very
he's
good.
He's just a sweet, sweet boy. You know, he doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
Oh, no.
It doesn't seem like.
So then I go, and if you don't know what Oscar looks like, he's like brindle colored, that kind of stripy color. And he looks like a pit mix, but he's a little bit, I don't know, he's like a Catahoula. No one knows what that is, but look it up.
Right.
And you'll see kind of what he looks like. But he is. He's really, really sweet. And he wants to meet every living, moving thing. And so I'm trying to sign out.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, and I've got him on the
right,
leash. And I'm like,
pulling,
let me sign my credit card thing, you know. Oh, my God. And then it's like, do I want the heartworm with the flea? Or do I want to get the heartworm and then the flea? And then, you know, they have all the different options. And then I'm like, okay, which one is better and isn't going to cost me an arm and a leg?
I know.
You know, because no matter what, you don't walk out of a vet appointment. You know, without spending a couple $100.
Right, right. But, you know, that stuff is important. That
because it's
tick
preventative.
And that heartworm.
And they say, you going to do that story in trending, the tick one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So if you're a dog owner, you should probably know this tick thing. Because if the dogs are bringing the ticks in the house, they might be carrying this.
Yeah.
It's not Lyme. It's like worse
it's
than
way
Lyme.
Way worse.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in more uplifting news for Thursday.
So get ready with your ragweed.
That's right. That's right. This pollen is just a swarm of pollen.
Well, I guess it's a brand new day after all.
Start your day with Blake and Eva.